Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Standing on the corner. The weekend of large events, Occupy Wall Street celebrates its four-month anniversary. Bradley Manning goes on trial for allegedly leaking stolen documents to WikiLeaks, and Václav Havel, famous Czech playwright, jailed dissident, and then president of the Czech Republic, died yesterday. Havel, who famously championed transparency and nonviolence in his effort to liberate his country, might have some interesting thoughts on Bradley Manning's trial and the Occupy movement in general. As dissident and prisoner himself, Havel famously wrote that, quote, "None of us, as an individual, can save the world as a whole, but each of us must behave as though it were in his power to do so." He said that people must resist impersonal power, with the only thing at their disposal, their own humanity. Like Occupy Wall Street, in his famous Charter 77, Havel called for a, quote, "anti-political politics to offset the dehumanizing effect of a totalitarian political regime." Bradley Manning, in his own online confession, noted something very similar. He said that he hoped the video that he had released of the U.S. military murdering innocent reporters and civilians would lead to, quote, "worldwide discussion, debates, and reform," unquote. And if not, he said, "we're doomed as a species." Quote, "I want people to see the truth, regardless of who they are or which party they belong to, because without information, we cannot make informed decisions as a public." If Václav Havel were living in this country in the last 10 years, he might very well have been sitting where Bradley Manning is sitting, in jail, on trial for his life. Not because Havel was a criminal or treasonous, but just the opposite. He, too, was a man of conscience. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.